Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get to some insider tips for shopping around for the best policies, not just in high-risk areas, just in any area in America, right? Because as a homeowner, you know, most people, they think because the bank is paying a mortgage in their, they're paying the insurance in their mortgage payment, that the bank is going to really care if their policy increases or decreases, right? Because there's always an escrow analysis every single year, and the bank is just going to, whatever the bill is, they're going to pay it, right? And some people are blindsided by it because they're not checking their mail. They're not looking at these escrow analysis. But what I like to tell all my clients and mentees is like, look, insurance is something that you're not married to for a long term, right? Every single year, you can fire your insurance company and go with another insurance company to keep your overall mortgage payment and cost as low as you possibly can. So what are some insider tips that you guys both have? I'm going to start with you, Jeff, then I'm going to come back to you, Kev. When shopping for insurance policy, not always the cheapest is the best, and I think you guys explained that very well today, but what are some of these things that are in questions or things that we can do to make sure that we are getting the best policy for our homes?
I think there's a twofold way to do it, right? You can go to the major carriers one by one, or you can go to a broker like myself, where I represent over 50, 60 carriers, where we can shop all of those carriers at one time and make sure we give you the best rate. And then our competitive advantage, not just selling who we are as an agency, but our competitive advantage is every time your renewal comes up, because we don't want to lose you as a client, we automatically reshop you and try and find you the best rate. Not try. We automatically reshop you and find you the best rate. And we call our customers not only when we got to tell them there's a decrease, but we call them when there's an increase and let them know, hey, this policy's going up. We're going to reshop this. Your policy will renew on the 28th of January. We'll find you a new policy by then. If the price isn't commensurate to what you want to be paying, you can shop it and let us know as well. We are that way because if I'm honest and I'm upfront with you, you'll trust me and stay with me for longer. So what we do is we shop our clients. I would tell people to check with the major carriers. You have your State Farm, your Allstate, your Travelers, your Safeco, National General. They don't write home, but they broker it out. But you have carriers that can go out and find those policies for you. But I think the education piece of it is the most important. We as a community have to stop allowing people to tell us that this is what it comes with. We need to figure out what's included in it, right? We need the ingredients for grandmama's fried chicken. She just can't keep telling me this. It is what it is. I need to know what's included in that so that I can make this recipe for my financial future look really, really good. And that means taking some onus on us to really delve into why is this price this price? Because guess what? You can change your deductible to make your insurance go down. That means if you want to take a little bit more risk, right, then you can have a lower premium. Because what happens is everyone wants the $1,000 deductible. Well, on my home policy, I'm blessed to be in a situation right now, I can take a little bit more risk and have a higher deductible, which means I'll pay the first X amount of dollars of that claim, and then the insurance company will pay above it. So if I have a $1,000 deductible, that means anything over $1,000, the company's responsible for. But if you take on a $10,000 deductible, the insurance company is going to give you a break on a monthly basis to say, hey, guess what? Your premium goes down $400 a month because you're going to pay the first $10,000 of this claim.
Mm.
Now you're not using your insurance policy as a maintenance policy.
Yes.
Meaning, oh, my toilet overflowed. Dude, toilets overflow because you didn't go in and change the lever. You got to check and maintain your home at the same time, because some of these things are accidents, but some of these things that we can take on as homeowners and as consumers to give ourselves better rates. But most times people don't know that. They just tell you the price is $70 and don't tell you what goes into that price. Not to go on a wild rant, but I think those are some of the things we can do, is understand what goes into your policy and how you can effectively manipulate the price that works for you by taking on a higher deductible, by cutting out some additional claim coverages, or making sure you add additional coverages like backup sewer and drain. This is a coverage that's very, very overlooked. I'm not to go off, MG, but if your toilet backs up and overflows into your home and you don't have backup sewer and drain, this is one of the ways somebody in the comments will say the insurance company weaseled their way out of this by not paying this claim. No, your agent didn't tell you that that is an additional coverage that is very, very minuscule to pay for, that you should have on your policy that'll cover you replacing your floors. Man. So these are things that we don't talk about, but we should.
What the fuck you call this shit? Backup sewer. Look at all these damn insurance policies and make sure I got backups, because I've had some issues and I just paid for it. And I'm just like, wait, they got insurance for that shit too? Like, now I have to go look at this to make sure I have backup sewage and like, what is that?
Just think about when you build in a new community, MG. You develop it now, right? Like, you build in a new community. So in that new community, the developer owns the all of the plumbing and all of the sewage until it's completed, and then they turn it over to the city, right? So guess what has to happen before they turn it over to the city? The only reason I know this, because it happened to me. We bought in a new community in Charlotte. When they turned the property over to the city, they had to blow the pipes out. So my wife was at home and she called me like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but all the damn toilets is overflowing. I said, put some Saran wrap over it. But half my neighbors, they were at work that day. My wife happened to be home that day. She didn't have school. And guess what? They had to file claims for all of the water that was backed up into the house.
Sheesh.
Things like that are little things that can go a long way from the insurance industry and gives us, the insurance professionals, a bad name. Because, MG, you've been in the mortgage business for years, and I said this to you and you said, oh shit, what's that called?
Yeah.
These are things that make the insurance industry look bad, because there's not enough education around the inner workings of the policy and how they work for you specifically.
That's why we're here tonight, because my next question to you, Kev, is what are these damn add-ons? And I need somebody in the chat to, when Kev is saying these add-ons, type them in chat, please, because we all need to, like, take a screenshot, picture or something. Kev, what are these add-ons to insurance policy? Because this sewage package up and all this other stuff that Jeff just said, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, right? That was big. Jeff started with water backup. That's one of the most common claims that you have. You might pay $100 to get $25,000 of coverage. And what they're going to do, they're going to come in.
$100 a month or a year?
For the whole year. The whole year. Nothing. Pennies on. Think of insurance this way. All insurance is pennies on a dollar. $100 for the year to get $25,000 of water backup coverage. So if Jeff's scenario happens and there's poop all over the house, somebody's coming in to clean it up, to replace the floor and the walls, you're not out of pocket. I'll stay with Jeff.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging a**hole and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Thought process, new communities, older communities. MG, we're in New York, Long Island. These are older communities. There were sewer lines. These houses were built post-World War II. What if a tree goes through the sewer line and cracks it? Sewer line coverage is a whole nother coverage that doesn't cost much. Maybe $50 or $100 to buy it. But if you don't have it and the tree root cracks the sewer and you got to pay somebody to dig down in your yard, oh, yeah, you're looking at 10 G's to start the conversation. So those are some of the conversations. One of the big things that I want to add in that policy review conversation, always keep it a buck with the insurance company. Everybody's coming up. Everybody here is working, trying to improve their house. You finish in your basement, tell them. They don't know. You got a home office. Your home office business equipment, not covered. Not covered. If you are got all your PCs, you're sitting in your home office like I am tonight, you podcasting at home, all that's in there, not covered. Tell them what you have. Musicians, beat makers, all of the expense of $10,000, $25,000 in your house or your apartment, not covered. If you use it to make money, it's not covered. Tell them what you have so they can give you the best protection. Then you decide. But back to your point, MG, your original question was, how can people shop for insurance? Three ways. Number one, go online. Find cheap insurance. Find affordable insurance, however you want to Google it. The sponsored companies, the big companies that you see advertised on sporting events, they're going to come up first. Underneath that, your local agents that are active will come up. Give them a shout. Captive agent, brokered agent, excuse me, or a combination of both. I'm a captive Allstate agent, but I also have access to Wright Home Insurance with many other companies. Let them shop for you. Jeff is talking about remarketing. Sometimes when the price is not right, we got to shop for you to find it and tell you, MG, I looked three places. This is best for you. This is the reason why it's best for you. So I wanted to share that. Talk about your renovations and updates. People are making money and flipping their houses. They're making it better. There are some major companies, if you bought your house 20 years ago and the replacement cost was $217,000, today is still $217,000. Meanwhile, it costs $750 to rebuild your house. If you look at your policy and that's you, run. You are in trouble. Yeah, the price is low. Yeah, somebody's going to cost more, but you can replace it. Pay more money now. And some of you are listening on behalf of your parents and elders in your family. MG teaches constantly about generational wealth. Have these conversations. Ask them, are they having a hard time and can you help? It's better to help now to help hold on and chip in a few dollars. And lastly, I'll restate again. If you can't find anybody local and reputable to represent you and have this conversation, get into business. Jeff and I, we both are not only insurance agents, insurance brokers, we both coach and mentor people into the business. Work with me, work with Jeff, reach out to us, DM us, let us show you the ropes and get in the game. It's not about you working for my company or Jeff's company. It's about having more voices in this business. In my coaching space, my mission statement is this. I want to help 1,000 people to help 1,000 people and impact 1 million lives. I don't care what company you represent. As long as you learn this business and you insure people the right way, I know millions of people will be better served because I coached you into the business. And that's all I need from it.
So
MG, let me add, I just want to add two more coverages to pay attention to, and I'm gonna be off my soapbox, because Kev talked about the $217,000 home being $217,000 later. There's an inflation guard protection that's on, that can be added to each home policy that will make your home policy go up 3% up to 5%, depending on your market, every year, to make sure your replacement cost keeps pace with inflation or the replacement cost to build that new home if something were to happen. So inflation guard is one. And I talked about earlier not using your home policy as a maintenance policy. Insurers have gotten hip to this because a lot of consumers don't understand. But your policy at times will cover mechanical breakdown. Mechanical breakdown coverage in your policy will cover, let's say, your furnace goes out. And it may be a $500 deductible that you pay. Guess what? That's better than you going out to the company and they're charging you $4,000. So it covers some major appliances in your home, and it will detail which appliances it covers. So I just wanted to leave that, Jim, to let you know that inflation guard and mechanical breakdown are additional coverages that I personally think each person on this call should look at their policy and think they and make sure that they have. And the last thing is, Kev talked about the gas lines not being covered. Just so you understand what he means by that is, if there's a pipe in your home, it's covered. The part that's not covered is the part that goes from your front door to the street. That is considered your pipe. The gas company will give you coverage for that pipe. If they send you a bill, you can buy it from them, or you can buy it through your home policy. So just make sure, once it hits the street, it's the city's property. The part between your front door and the street is your responsibility for older homes, because those things crack and those things are big tubular pipes that are expensive to replace. That's my soapbox, MG. I'm going to leave you on that one.
Man, inflation guard, y'all. I'm going to go back and rewatch this, because inflation guard protection, like that, I've never even heard of this shit. And I've been doing this for 20 something years. And this is stuff that, honestly, I didn't even know that I needed to ask to see if this was in my policies and stuff like that. Because insurance, like, just to be honest, man, when you go for insurance, they just want the house address, maybe if you got the copy of the appraisal, right? They're not asking questions.
It's a commodity, bro. Right? No, like, let's not say they're not asking questions.
They're not.
Some people are asking questions.
Well, the people who might know about this shit is asking questions. But, like, I can tell you, for me, I didn't know there was an inflation guard insurance where if the homes and inflation is going up, my policy and all this other stuff automatically goes up 3-5% to combat the inflation, to make sure, God forbid, something happens, my replacement cost is where it needs to be. Like, that's nuts that they don't even mention none of this stuff, especially over the past 4 or 5 years when inflation, hell, we got CPI data coming out tomorrow. Like we know now when CPI data is coming out, right? Yeah. We're paying attention to inflation now. And these insurance companies are not talking about this. Like, this is nuts to me that this type of information has to come out when there's a natural disaster. And you have people like me who choose to have these type of conversations that are seen, quote unquote, boring. But this is valuable information. And I hope everybody who's watching this in the chat definitely getting some gems from this. If you are, throw some gems in the comment. But I want to ask you guys.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.